I'd like to welcome everybody that's been able to come today. It's a great privilege that it is to be always up on this platform to share this message with everybody that is able to come. I would like to read in Proverbs in chapter 27. Proverbs in chapter 27. I'm going to read one verse here and then I'll be reading a little bit more as we go on. It says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We're going to ask the Lord to bless the reading of His Word and what will be also read as we go on. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Who knows if tomorrow will come? As we could be in this room and as you guys that are in your seats could think of these two questions. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? And who knows if tomorrow will come? I seen a quote, you could say, and it said, "The sun will rise tomorrow, and I can bet my bottom dollar." But we can't. We can't bet our bottom dollar that tomorrow will come. The sun will set again, rise again tomorrow. I'm sorry, that the sun will rise tomorrow. You know, we're sure that the Lord will continue and preserving us, but there's going to be a day when that will cease. That's when He sends His Son, and that's when us that are with the salvation of our souls will go with Him. But if you could just sit there and just think of these questions, well, what will be of tomorrow? If tomorrow comes, will you be there to see what it brings? You know, this verse here, it talks about not boasting thyself on tomorrow. You know, we always hope for anything that we are thinking of to do. Let's say we have a trip coming up. In August of last year, we took a trip. My family and myself, we went to... it's called Puerto Peñasco, and we booked that trip in February, I think, you know. So we booked our trip so we can go in August to our vacation. But we knew that there was not a for sure thing of us getting to that day and being able to go to that trip. Anything could have happened, you know. We could be happy and we're about to go, and anything could happen. An emergency, a family emergency. Maybe they don't give me permission at work, but we can never boast in what tomorrow will be. We can never know for sure what it's going to be tomorrow. In Ecclesiastes, and verse 11, or chapter 11, if you guys want to turn there. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 5, it says, "As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all." Right there we could see that we know, or we could know that the woman is with child, but we cannot see what's going on inside the womb. We know that the child is growing, and we know that there's going to be a baby coming in the next 9 months. But right here it says that God knows what is He is in control of everything. And He knows exactly what is going on and working in that womb that's creating that child. He knows even when we were ourselves in that womb. And He knew how we were developing there. So God is all-knowing. He knows all things. He knows if tomorrow will come. He knows how far we'll get in this time that we have here. So He knows what will come of tomorrow. But we will never know. We could have plans of doing something later on today, and we won't know if we're going to be able to even get all the way home. You know, us that travel on the 15 freeway, and some of you guys that go up to the Apple Valley thing, or many other freeways, but since we always travel in this 15 freeway, it's always something going on. Like this morning, we were coming down, and they had this freeway closed, so we had to get out of the ramp and go back on. So you never know what can happen. And we see this freeway, and sometimes they'll close it one direction, sometimes they'll close it the opposite direction. Sometimes there'll be a fire. Sometimes we come to work, and on the way back, you have to take a two-hour tour around a different way because you can't go that way. You don't know if you're even going to be able to go the same way you came at times, because we don't know. But since we don't know, and God does know, this is why we have this time today to let those that are still in their sins know that we're not a for sure thing in this place, in this world, in this earth. You know, Jesus stepped into this earth so that we could have that hope. He came to how we were just saying, to save those that were lost. We have in Hebrews, or I think I get ahead of myself already. God saw that we were in a great need. Even though we don't know what is coming, God knows what is coming. Tomorrow, for any one of us, could bring eternity. And we've heard about eternity many times in this place. You know, eternity is a time when, or is a place where you cease time in this place and you enter a new place that's called eternity. That's an everlasting place. And then if tomorrow eternity comes in your life or to any one of us, where will you be? Eternity, there's two places in eternity that you can find yourself. There's either heaven or there's hell. The Lord Jesus and His all-knowingness, He knew that eternity would be involving of two things for us. And He knew that those that are born again or that have trusted in Jesus, they would go to heaven. And those that would reject the gift that is presented to you today, the salvation through Christ, those would, if you don't have that salvation, you would find yourself tomorrow, if it may be, or who knows when, you would find yourself in that awful place. You know how God knew our condition. It says that in Ephesians, in chapter 2 and verse 1, it's the second part of that verse says, who were dead in trespasses and sins. You know, each and every one of us, somewhere in that place before, we were dead in trespasses and sins. Or we were all once there. But some of them are now redeemed by the Lord Jesus. He paid for our sins on the cross. He took our place. We were thinking about that this morning, how in Hebrews we could see that He's the author of our salvation. He wrote it down before He even created all these things that we could see. You know, and where we see that that he's the author of our salvation. We could see a little bit lower there that it talks about us being in a type of race or in a type of timeline. And that's where we are right now in this timeline that we don't know what's going to come tomorrow. You know, we could be here on Tuesday and some of us will be able to be here. Maybe one or two of us won't be able to be here. Maybe none of us because he will come. You know, so you need to really understand where you are with God as you sit on that seat today. Maybe you'll hear about this today, right this time, but then at night, you'll continue thinking about it. Tomorrow, if eternity comes for me, where will I be? Will I open my eyes in heaven? Or will I open my eyes in that awful place that the Bible describes of gnashing of teeth? You know, in the Bible it says that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. That's in John chapter 15 and verse 13. And John chapter 15 and verse 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You know, I was hearing this this preacher once, and he said that in John in chapter 1, it says about being adopted, being called the sons of God. And he says how great it is to feel that somebody wants you. You know, we know of these kids that have been adopted by other parents. And if we look at ourselves and our sin and everything that we are, for myself, I know who I am and what I was before. And I wonder how God could give his own son for somebody like me. You know, I'm probably not the worst person out there. We know that these prisons are filled with criminals and people that have murdered other people, but I'm not better than them. I'm not better than anybody that is even here. We're all sinners, and God saw a great need that was needed for us. So this is why he sent his son. Nobody asked the Lord Jesus, go to the cross for me. I need you to go to the cross for me. He willingly went and took up on himself all these things that were done to him by men, how we were hearing this morning. You know, but not only the things that men did to him, we also heard how his own father would punish him there on the cross when he was there hanging. You know, I was thinking of this word reproach. Reproach means disapproval. Or we could look at somebody and we could look at how they are and the things that they have done, and we wouldn't approve of what they're doing. Instead of him looking at us and not approving, or he didn't approve from us, but he did that to his own son. He looked at him with that type of look when he was punishing him at the cross, when he laid all of our sins, he laid them on him. You know, and then right now when we're hearing or singing this hymn right here, it says, have you any time for Jesus? As in grace he calls again, today and time accepted. Tomorrow, you may call in vain. You know, tomorrow when eternity comes and you're in that awful place, that's what it's talking about. That will be already too late. There will be no more time for that, calling for salvation. We could see how we heard the story just a few weeks ago of the rich and the poor man. One of them opened his eyes in hell, and one of them was over with Abraham in his bosom being comforted. You know, today is the accepted time. Today is a time of salvation. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. You know, we've lost many family members. I've lost many family members. We've heard of different people losing their lives just in these few months that just passed. Some that were saved and some that were not saved. And we could have the comfort and say that those that were saved are not in that awful place. You know, I won't go to that awful place, not because of the good things that I could do or because I could wear a suit and be in this meeting. I can go, I can tell you that I'm going to heaven because I know that Christ died for my sins. Like I told you many times before, I was laying in bed and I knew in that very moment. And hopefully that could happen to you this very hour right now, as we could sit here quietly and you could think of tomorrow. Think of what you are before God. Know that need that I knew I needed once, that Savior, that one that took upon himself, all of my reproach was laid on him. I knew it. Hopefully that we could all go home today or before tomorrow comes, that we could all say that Jesus has died for me and he took my sins upon that cross. And know it for sure in your hearts that if tomorrow comes, you will not be in that awful place. If eternity tomorrow comes, you won't be in that awful place and you will be where that poor man was, being comforted. You know, you have a great opportunity today because you have heard the message already. I was at my sister's house and we were preparing for a gathering. And there was this little, I was helping outside my sister. I was just me and my niece's son. He was about maybe 3. And he was asking a lot of questions and he was just, you know, I was having fun because he was asking me a lot of things. You know, I love kids. And he asked me for my mom. He's like, where's your mom? I told him, oh, she's in heaven. And he said, heaven? He said, where's heaven? Or what's heaven? And I told him, that's where Jesus is. And he said, who's Jesus? You know, and I was like, Jesus is my Savior. You know, and my niece, she's my sister's daughter. Most of my family grew up going to the meetings. You know, and it's just sad how this little boy didn't know, you know. How sad is it for those that don't know yet? From others that do know. But you know today that Jesus came to die for you on the cross. There's a place called heaven and there's a place called hell where those that reject this message that you're hearing today, that's where they find themselves. There's nobody in hell that has not heard the message that you have heard today. Of a friend coming to this world, of Jesus coming to this world and dying for you. There's no greater love than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are here before thee once again and grateful that we could have this great message of salvation, Father, that Father, we are grateful for, of knowing that thy Son was willing to come to this place and give himself for us. Father, we do not deserve what thou hast done for us, but Father, we are so grateful. Father, we wait for that coming day when we could see him and we could know how we were singing this morning that half had not been told. Father, we thank thee for thy word. We ask the blessing upon it. In thy Son's most precious name, we give thee thanks. Amen.